Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good evening to everyone around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. Again, we are live and worldwide. We are welcoming all listeners from North America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here on this very beautiful evening. And with us today, we have a very special guest. Actually, many of you that are regular listeners will definitely know who it is. It is business and life coach Andrea Strom-Runcorp of ASR Coaching and Training. And she will be speaking on very important topics as far as, again, not only vacations, but having time for yourself, time for self-renewal. And again, for all of our regular listeners, you know Andrea is very qualified. She always has many wonderful things to say, so I am definitely looking forward to this segment. It is now Thursday, the 6th of October. Wow, this year went by very, very quickly. And to remind our audience, our interview today with Andrea, you can go onto our website at accglobalmedia.com. Or if you're really into social media, please visit our site on Facebook. I believe that is facebook.com/ACC Global Media. Or you can visit us at Blog Talk Radio. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And you can enjoy our interview that we have over here this evening with Andrea really at any time of the day. Now, again, for the listeners that don't know really too much about Andrea, she works with professionals, executives, entrepreneurs, and again, what she really does is help people achieve their professional but also their personal goals as well. She has a bachelor's from the University of California at Berkeley, a master's in adult education from Concordia University in Montreal. Now, what makes her special, she's also a personality type assessment facilitator. She then continued her education at the University of Wisconsin, and again, she also did coach training at the Coach University in Coachville. I do want to stress with our audience, again, the wealth of knowledge and experience that Andrea really brings to the table. And I do want to remind everyone in the audience, I do want to take out 30 seconds to explain this. Everyone that we bring onto our show is carefully vetted. And this is to assure that we bring the most qualified people in the world to really help people out there for the services that they do offer. So again, I do want to stress, if you are fortunate enough to listen to these segments and to hear the experiences and the knowledge of our guests, again, please be assured that you are really listening to one of the best and most qualified people in the world to help you. So to our audience today, without further ado, I am very, very honored to present to you today business and also life coach, founder of ASR Coaching and Training, Ms. Andrea Strom-Run. How are you doing today on this very beautiful evening, Andrea?
Oh, it's lovely here. It was a beautiful sunny day, a very mild fall evening, and it's a pleasure for me to be with you again, Matthew, to discuss a very important topic, and thank you for the introduction. It's a pleasure to share my knowledge and expertise with your listeners, and hope that they take away some tips that they can apply to their daily lives.
And we are very happy to have you back with us again, Andrea. You're really one of our favorite guests. And to the audience out there, again, she will speak on very important topics. And by the end of our show, she will also supply her information, her contact information. And this way you can really reach out to her if you do need that help, if you are going through different issues. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, Andrea, if you could really explain to our audience that really didn't get the opportunity to hear your any one of your segments, who exactly is Andrea Strom-Runcorp?
Well, as you can hear from my name, I'm a bilingual person. I live in an area near Montreal, and the majority of my clients are from the downtown Montreal core. But I have traveled across Canada teaching in both English and French employee wellness and also leadership and performance management skills in corporations from east to west across the Canadian landscape. And what I bring to my clients is an opportunity to enhance certain skills and competencies that they need to perform well in their jobs. And that is through training sessions. Sometimes the sessions are quick lunch and learn sessions. Often they're half-day learning sessions or sometimes 9 to 5. And I've worked with managers, executives, employees at all levels. And then what I offer as well is business and life and career coaching. As you mentioned, I was certified in 2008 by the Coaching and Leadership International Coach Training Organization. And since then, I've coached people from all walks of life, particularly in order to support them in reaching their professional goals. But many people also like to work on their personal goals, and those could be losing weight, beginning a regular exercise program, improving a relationship with a partner or children or someone that they work with. So the combination of the training, learning new skills and competencies, and then supported with once-a-week coaching sessions really moves people forward in their lives and gives them higher and better quality of life. So that, in a nutshell, is who I am and what I do. And if people want to learn more, they can contact me, and I'll give my contact information at the end.
Well, you'll be speaking on a very important topic today, Andrea. So many people out there, you know, they work very hard. They have children that they have to raise and take care of, and between work and family, it can become a lot for many people, mothers and fathers.
Definitely.
So I guess you're speaking on a topic today of let's say, like a restorative vacation for self-renewal.
Exactly.
So if you could really explain to the audience, what are the features of, let's say, a healthy vacation?
Well, one of the main features of a healthy vacation is where someone can really disconnect, because we know that people are addicted to their cell phones, their laptops, their iPads or whatever devices they use to stay in communication with the office or fellow colleagues. So it's very important during a vacation that someone be able to really disconnect, that they're not, so to speak, on call, that before they go on vacation, they have a clear understanding with their supervisor, their colleagues. If they're self-employed, they organize with their clients to let them know by email they'll be on vacation, specific dates, and that they have an automatic response already set up in their email server so that they don't have to worry about people not knowing that they're on vacation and leaving a very short, succinct message on their telephones as well that says that they'll be on vacation out of the office, but that they will return all calls upon return in a given time. So it's very important to prepare for the vacation in that manner and really plan the vacation well with family members, if they're going with other people, friends, or even if they're going alone, to make sure that they plan activities so that they don't get burnt out on their vacation.
Yes, that's very important. So many people really take their work with them on vacation, and it really kind of defeats the purpose
exactly,
of what a
and
vacation
this
is
quite,
for.
Quite an issue in this day and age where people are constantly hooked up, you know, with Skype and FaceTime and all the different avenues for being in touch. So that's really important. The feature, one of the main features of a healthy vacation is to plan for it in advance and make sure that we're able to liberate ourselves from tasks and being on call and to plan activities that are interesting, fun, stimulating, but not overkill so that we come back exhausted from the vacation. So it's really
yes.
important to have those features be a part of your planning and the actual schedule for your vacation.
So what I would like to do is really touch with the audience the real benefits of a vacation
mm-hmm.
like this. If you could
mm-hmm.
really first start with the individual, what would be the,
mm-hmm.
the benefits?
Well, the individual benefit, especially if the vacation is really well planned, is to give someone time to really disconnect and to be in touch with themselves, to rediscover themselves, to rediscover what am I passionate about. If I haven't read a book in 6 months, plan to bring either a physical book or to download a book of choice on a device that we can, you know, bring with us that's light, easy to carry. Getting in touch with what we love. Maybe it's a sport that we stopped doing and we want to pick up where we are on vacation, maybe start with an easy game of tennis or whatever that we've let go and we want to reconnect with. So for the individual, it's a time to just get in touch with oneself. And that's why I call it self-renewal, because we're really getting in touch with who we are, what we're passionate about, and what really makes us feel inner calm, inner peace, and yet have fun and maybe even learn something new while we're on vacation. And then for the family, it's an opportunity for mom and dad, if they have children, to connect with their kids. Again, with teenagers, it's very hard to connect with them when they're hooked to their devices and they're really not even looking at one another when they're speaking. So it's a chance for families to reconnect, to restore perhaps their relationships. Maybe things had been, you know, let go for a while because everybody's so busy running around between sports and school and after-school activities. So
yeah.
It gives families an opportunity and couples, too, because couples that are working, we barely have time to see each other. And often on the weekends, it's laundry, it's shopping, it's house cleaning. So for the couple or for the family, it's a time to reconnect and revive maybe something that we've let go. And when we come back to the workplace, even our colleagues benefit from our renewal, because we come back with perhaps a new perspective, new energy, maybe some creative ideas, you know, that come from a rested, peaceful mind. It really stimulates our creativity at work as well. So the benefits are really quite holistic.
They definitely are, but I don't know if you could really explain to the audience what are the pitfalls to avoid when planning a vacation?
Well, it's really important to not plan it in isolation and assume that everybody's going to be on the same page if we're planning a vacation with several people. So consulting the other people and asking them, well, what do you think about this idea, going to such and such a destination? And while we're there, taking in whatever, you know, sites we choose that could be of interest. But keeping in mind the pitfall of overscheduling, because often people tend to take on too much, too many excursions, too much running around, and not enough just downtime, really kind of passive downtime, to take that nap mid-afternoon if we feel to, or to just, you know, sit quietly under an umbrella on the beach or near a pool to read. So it's very important to consult with others, one's life partner or traveling companions or kids, to see if they're on the same page with us. And if not, well, maybe we need to make a compromise. Maybe we need to let them, you know, have a choice in an activity, especially with, you know, teenagers and young adults. They want to feel involved. So consulting with our partner, with the kids or traveling partners, make sure that everybody's needs and wants are met, and it's really a democratic process. So those are some of the things to avoid, not being autocratic and making all the decisions and taking on too much.
Well, what would be the biggest advantage when you actually consult with your partners or your children? How would that make it any better?
Well, I think people feel honored, respected, valued when you ask them their opinion. So if we want particularly young adults to get on board with us for a vacation, if they have some buy-in and some personal engagement in the choice of activities, they're going to go away with us in a much better frame of mind. Whereas if we just, you know, decide everything without consultation, you know, they may not like some of the activities that we choose. And then we'll be frustrated because perhaps we've already pre-purchased tickets for a particular excursion, and then they go, I don't want to go. You know, I'm not interested in that. So it's very important to consult, and the big advantage is the feeling of engagement and feeling of belonging to the decision-making process for whomever we're traveling with, that we're really on the same page, and we start the vacation in an upbeat manner with everyone on board. So that's why it's important to consult and not just make all the decisions in a very, you know, authoritarian way. This is what we're going to do, and here's the itinerary, and give everybody a copy with day one, day two, day three, day four, all booked up. It's really important to make sure that there's time for relaxation, leisure, without running around.
Well, what I can tell you, Andre, there are probably many people in the audience that really don't have an opportunity to take a week or 2 weeks off and to go somewhere far away. You know, with many people's work schedule, mine included, it's very difficult. So how can really, let's say, a shorter vacation, somewhere between, let's say, a day or two, how would that be a benefit?
Well, it is a benefit because we just stop what we're doing, our daily routine, which sometimes can get dull and a bit, you know, boring. And, you know, even if we go 2 hours from home, we just drive to somewhere in the country or change of scenery even if it's just to stay in a little inexpensive bed and breakfast B&B or an Airbnb where we can even do our own cooking if we so choose, even that is somewhat restorative. Of course, the health and wellness benefits will not linger on as long as a two-week vacation, let's say, but it still is very beneficial, especially for a couple who has very young children. If a grandparent, you know, can take the kids for just 24, 48 hours, or in my case, I had no parents nearby. I had a friend once come and stay at my house with my young children, and they already knew her quite well. She had been to our house many times. And it really was wonderful for my husband and I just to get away to a little B&B. We able to just restore and regenerate ourselves, even in a 24 to 48 period, because change your scenery. You change your reality for 24 to 48 hours, and just getting out of the city, driving to a destination somewhat country-like, near a lake, near a river, or with beautiful scenery, it can be amazingly restorative. And some people like to do a downtown vacation. For example, here every year there's a jazz festival, and some people say, well, I just want to stay right near the jazz venues so that I don't even have to get in the car and take the subway or a bus or drive my car and search for parking, have to pay for parking, and just even go in town and do a vacation 20 minutes from home. But it's a change of scenery, it's a change of activity, and maybe we're doing something we're really passionate about, like music. So a 24 to 48-hour vacation can be restorative. Not as restorative, obviously, as the deeper rest of a week or two vacation.
Yes, definitely. So everybody in the audience, please realize that. But again, it's still very beneficial. Now, Andrea, you mentioned something called a staycation. What is the advantage that some see in having a staycation?
Well, it's a new term. I have a friend who actually prefers to stay home when she is on vacation. It's for her an opportunity to enjoy the beautiful environment that she created in her home. So the children went to the grandparents, and the couple stayed in their own home. And for them, it was like very chill, very relaxing, because there was no getting in the car and fighting traffic to get out of the city on a Friday and get back in the city on a Sunday. And they were able to enjoy the local pool, take walks, go for bike rides. So when we can't or don't want to travel by car, bus, train, plane, whatever, it is possible to plan a lovely, restful vacation by staying at home. And some people do prefer that. That's why the term staycation has come into being. So for some people, it's relaxing.
It is, and there's so many different ways out there really to kind of release some of that stress from work and the children. There's just so much going on. Now, you explained something else. How could someone actually take a mini vacation every day?
Well, that is that's even more of a challenge, to really create time for oneself to just be. Because us, particularly in North America, we are go, 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 do, 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 do. Every minute is a new challenge, a new goal that we have to accomplish for our job, for our kids, for our spouse, for our life partner, for our home. cleaning, restoring, renovating, whatever. So it's always, our attention is always on the doing. We have to accomplish, achieve, and do. And very, very few of us plan actually to block time in our either digital or paper agendas for R&R. Just a few minutes of rest and relaxation twice a day. And if you read the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, a wonderful book that was written in the early 90s by Stephen Covey, he recommends actually blocking in our agenda time for the self. And that could be just to block in a 20-minute walk, or to take a nice relaxing bubble bath, or to listen to music that we love for 15, 20 minutes. But the most beneficial mini vacation that we can take every day is through deep relaxation. And we hear a lot these days about mindfulness, which is a technique where we become more aware of our breathing. We put our attention on the breath, and we experience relaxation techniques using that approach, or even taking a walk, being more mindful of the beauty of the flowers, listening to the sound of the breeze in the trees, etc., being more aware, being more mindful. But then we can take it a step even farther and block into our day morning meditation before breakfast, before we leave for work, and an afternoon before supper meditation to give us stress release from our day and to give us a little bit of energy to enjoy the rest of the evening. And people say, oh, there's no way I can do that. I can't possibly, you know, book that time. As soon as I walk in the house, it's homework, it's bed, it's bath with the kids, or you know, I'm in a club, or I'm in this, or I'm on a committee. Yes, we all have many, many activities that pull us in all directions. But we need to take control of our lives and really give ourselves this needed deeper rest, deeper than sleep. Because often we don't sleep well. We wake up, we can't fall back to sleep, we have restless sleep. And we don't wake up feeling refreshed. But regular meditation on a daily basis gives us extra rest that reduces those deeper, deeper stresses that sleep does not remove. And some people do it at their office before they get home because they know once they walk in the door, it's, you know, the kids and dinner and homework and all that. And some people even park their car a couple of blocks away from home and take a few minutes to meditate in the car. Just sit quietly and meditate. I know people who meditate on the bus, on the metro, on the train. You can meditate wherever you are if you have the proper teaching. You need to follow a course. And I happen to be a certified teacher of Transcendental Meditation, so I offer that to clients who would like to have daily stress release. And that's a full-fledged course.
And again, you're really so knowledgeable with these different stress-relieving methods. We have a little under a minute left, Andre. If you could really share with the audience, where can they go to really reach out to you, learn more about you, or really sign up for one of your programs and take that step?
Well, if they would like to take that step, I always offer one complimentary 30-minute conversation with anyone who's thinking about hiring me as their life, business, or career coach. And they can contact me on my website, ASR Coaching. A is for Andrea, S is for Strom, R for Roncourt, ASRCoaching.com. And on my website, there's a contact form. They can fill it out. I receive it in my inbox, and I'll be in touch with them within 24 to 48 hours if I'm out of town. And the telephone number where they can reach me if they'd like to just chat and set up a telephone conversation. Area code 1-450-466-6542. And that's also on my website. And I've coached people in Europe, so I can coach by Skype. So it doesn't really matter where anyone is living. I've had a client in India, Amsterdam. We just have to organize with the time change so that we're on the same page.
Cool.
It makes coaching very accessible. FaceTime, Skype. There are no more boundaries between people. We can connect in so many different ways.
And to all of our audience that is overseas, there are many of you. Again, please realize she can work with you Skype. And these are issues that are worldwide. We're all stressed out everywhere around the world, maybe in the U.S., Canada, overseas. Please take that step and really go to someone that's really very, very knowledgeable with how you could really live a less stressful life. Well,
exactly.
We're just about out of time today, but Andrea, it was an honor having you on today and really explaining these different stress relieving methods to the audience. And to the audience out there, again, thank you for tuning in this evening. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. Or also, you could go to our Facebook page. Please go to facebook.com/accglobalmedia. And if you missed anything on our show over here, again, you can go onto our sites and you can listen to the show again on both of those sites as well. So to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day or evening, depending on where you are. And to Andrea, again, it was an honor having you on today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Matthew, to provide the listeners with opportunities to really